Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Great Plains Livestock Consulting beef consultant Dan Larson. Right now, winter is kind of finally showing up a little bit here, although there's not a ton of snow on the ground. What are some of the things that producers should have in mind or be keeping an eye on here? A lot of people have calves weaned and cows are dried off and whatnot, but what should they be watching for or thinking about here as this winter progresses?
Well, I think first and foremost, and it's going to sneak up on guys because it has been so nice, but the body condition score in cows is going to be chief on your mind in the cow herd, because, at some point we are going to have some winter and, we are going to put nutritional stress and environmental stresses on those cows. And, the closer we get to calving, we still want those cows in the body condition score 6 in our geography. We need to make sure that we get the young cows into a body condition 6. So make sure you're out there in those cows and monitoring body condition and looking through them and making any changes you need to make now, because it's a lot easier to do that in the second trimester than it is in the third, especially towards the end of the gestational period. So as far as cows go, that really is the chief concern, and make sure that we're testing our feeds. If we haven't tested hays yet, tested corn silage or other ensiled feeds yet, then we get that done post haste so we can make changes to nutritional plans as we need to. On the calf side, depending on when you sell calves, of course, there is going to be the need to look at fleshiness of the calves and make sure that we're feeding them appropriately for whatever type of average daily gain that you're seeking, whether you sell them as background calves or sell them as finished cattle. Again, making sure that we have feeds tested and that we know what we're feeding so we can make the best use out of the ingredients that we have on farm and minimize what we have to purchase. And the only way to do that is to know what you're feeding.
And as calves start dropping here later this winter, early this spring, as cows start lactating and whatnot, I'm sure it gets even more difficult to kind of correct any issues that you see.
Certainly, nutritional needs increase fairly dramatically. From an energy standpoint, we typically shoot for around a 60 NEM kind of ration for those cows prior to calving, and that can go up to, depending on the weather, as high as a 67 or a 68. If the weather gets extremely cold, and while those numbers don't seem to be dramatically different, it does take a fairly significant change in the energy of the ration to make that happen. Most of our hays are somewhere in the higher 50s, mid to upper 50s in terms of energy. And so it takes a fair amount of concentrate feedstuff, whether that be silage or even feeding corn to some cows. We've done that in the past if we need to. So, certainly if we can have them in the condition that we need right now, it takes a lot less effort and expenditure to get those cows where they need to be after the calve and going into the breeding season.
And I know in Minnesota this last growing season, there were a lot of guys that were a little bit short on rain and I guess crops-wise, people were a little bit surprised, but what are we seeing on those tests that are coming back for hay quality and things? Was that affected by drought, or are you able to touch on that?
I don't know that it was terribly affected by the drought. I will say that, at least for my clientele, the first cutting hays that we've tested have been they've been disappointing, whether that's first cutting haylage or first cutting hay. We run a lot of cows ourselves, and obviously I test my own feed pretty extensively, and I really expected the first cutting to be better because it was a little drier. Typically, when the environment's drier in this part of the world, our feeds are better quality, even though the quantity might be lacking. The first cutting wasn't stellar. The second cutting, and for guys that got third cutting, that hay was pretty good. And really, the corn silages have been excellent because the yields were so good that the amount of corn in those silages were fantastic. So, in that case, we have the energy, depending on how you feed cows. But if you're strictly a hay feeder, that again, that first cutting was disappointing, and we got to make sure that we know what we have. And if we do need to do some supplementation, now would be an excellent time to do that.
Any other reminders here for guys before we let you go?
Again, we're we're not only thinking about calving, especially in terms of cows, but, you know, we got to be looking at the breeding season. So, you know, as we look forward to those cows and we look forward to, you know, what they're going to produce us in the long term, you know, getting those cows bred back again. And that's probably been the biggest disappointment in a large swath of the upper Midwest is pregnancy rates this year were atrocious. There was a lot of pregnancy rates that were anywhere from 10% to 40% open cows. And whether or not that specifically dealt with cows in poor body condition or the summer and the flies or any of those sort of things, you know, they probably all added into the equation. So I would encourage everybody to be looking at their plans for next summer, how they control flies, whether that's spraying cows or, you know, some of the injectables or whatever you choose. But make sure that you have a plan in mind for that because we have to be looking at this beef production scheme as a system, not an individual component. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything to make it as efficient as possible.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan Larson, here joining us on the Red River Farm Network.